It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's holiday baking season, and cookies are everywhere. One of the most iconic cookies you're sure to see this year is the chocolate chip cookie. A key ingredient in this iconic cookie is the Nestle Morsel, which turned 75 this year. Here to tell us more about its past, present, and future is Roz O'Hearn, Communications and Brand Affairs Director for Nestle. Ms. O'Hearn, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having me.
This year marks the 75th anniversary of the invention of the chocolate chip cookie. Tell us about the cookie's accidental origin story.
Absolutely. Happy to share this with you. So many, many years ago, there was a woman named Ruth Wakefield that ran the Toll House Inn in a town outside of Boston called Whitman, Massachusetts. And she had a very successful restaurant that was actually located in what used to be the old toll house on the old toll roads back when this country was first founded. So, you know, it was a historic property, and she had a very successful restaurant there. And in the, I guess, late 1930s, she would make cookies, and they were very small, very delicious little cookies that she would serve to her restaurant patrons. And so she had a recipe that she relied on called the Butter Drop Do. And one day she decided to be a little inventive, and she decided to whack into bits a Nestle semi-sweet chocolate baking bar. And she incorporated that broken bit of chocolate, all those little broken bits, into the cookie recipe. And we're not quite sure, you know, the history runs different ways. There are some who say that she had expected that the dough might become very chocolatey. There are others who say, no, this was Mrs. Wakefield, who was trained in home economics and a very smart woman, and she understood that the morsels, or those little bits of chocolate, would melt, but they would just be dispersed through the cookie dough, and they would make a delicious addition to this standard recipe that she made. Well, that's what happened, and people who came to the restaurant loved those cookies, and she began to make them and began to promote the fact that she had adapted this recipe to include these chocolate bits. And apparently, this is the story on the Nestle side, there was some smart Nestle salesman up in the northeastern part of the country who noticed that the sales for semi-sweet chocolate were going through the roof in the area south of Boston, and he was sent to investigate why. And he found out that Mrs. Wakefield had done this. And so the first step in making it a little bit easier for bakers was to score the bar and sell it with a little chopper. So the home baker in the late 1930s might have been able to take that solid bar of chocolate and use that little rocker chopper, you know, to chop it into little bits. By 1939, we had gone way past that, and we started to make the Nestle Toll House Morsel. So that's that little piece of chocolate that you see today that's in all of those semi-sweet chocolate bags that has that little loop at the top. Those are our morsels, and we've been making them for 75 years, and it all started, you know, from this happy accident in this kitchen in Whitman, Massachusetts.
And did the lady in that kitchen, did she get in on some of the profits?
Well, the Nestle people visited her, and she agreed that she would like to share that recipe in perpetuity. So every bag of semi-sweet morsels in our distinctive yellow color that you find anywhere in the country has her recipe printed on that bag, the Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookie recipe, and she was given free chocolate for the rest of her life.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. Why do you think that the chocolate chip cookie has become so iconic?
Well, you know, I think back in my life, and I bet yours as well, you might think back to the first cookie recipe that you ever made, and it probably was a chocolate chip cookie.
It was that frozen stuff, you know, that came in the tube. Was that,
oh, you did the frozen stuff?
Well, you know, you take it out. Every kid would come home from school. And
slice and bake?
Yeah, and you'd eat like half of it before you even got it in the oven.
Okay, my mom made them from scratch, and we got to dump the Nestle Toll House morsels into the bowl of the cookie batter. And, you know, I think it's a very well-balanced, it's a relatively easy recipe to make. And, you know, just like you reference of having the cookie in that chub, that log of cookie dough, we call them chubs. You know, we extended the convenience. So it went from having to chop a bar into your own little bits to making the bits all uniformly sized for you. Then we offered, in the early 1990s, the refrigerated cookie dough. It was first in the chubs. Then we also have it in a bar format, so it's already pre-scored, so that when you bake the cookies, they all end up the same size. And this year we have launched frozen Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookie dough, and we are finding that that's a success as well, because there are a lot of folks who would prefer, and this is a reclosable package, just to pull a couple of cookies out and bake them. And it's an element of portion control and immediate satisfaction, but you don't have to bake a whole tray of cookies. You know, we've got something for everybody.
Chocolate chip cookies have adapted to technology. I mean, who knew?
Yeah.
We're talking with Roz O'Hearn, Communications and Brand Affairs Director for Nestle here on Essential Pittsburgh, as we highlight this 75th anniversary year of the chocolate chip cookie. 75 years is a long time for a company in any industry to still be in business, and Toll House is still going strong. So how has the industry changed over the years, and how has the Toll House morsel changed along with it?
Well, we had a wonderful celebration here a little earlier this summer with a lot of bakers and food editors who came to visit our Nestle baking kitchens. And, you know, so we still offer that very traditional Nestle semi-sweet morsel, but we offer lots of different varieties. So if you like dark chocolate in your cookies, we have a dark chocolate. If you want milk chocolate, we have milk chocolate. We have all different varieties. And then this fall, we launched something called Delightfuls. So we have four varieties. We have a milk chocolate that would be filled either with peanut butter or caramel. And we have a dark chocolate that is filled with cherry or mint. And those apparently are succeeding very well. We've been getting lots of calls for people who are finding them sold out in stores across the country, and they're calling us to say when are more coming. They are delicious. It's a little bit of a larger morsel than the traditional semi-sweet morsel because it's got the filled interior, and they are delicious to eat straight out of the bag. They're really yummy.
I was going to say, do you track that? How many people buy them just to eat the morsels and forget making cookies with them?
That's right. We have a category of what we call presentation bakers. You know, the bakers that really want their desserts to be beautiful, to be the showpiece, you know, at family functions. And we think those bakers particularly are finding these new morsels to be just the thing to jazz up their longstanding dessert recipes.
And would you share with us some of the ways chocolate chip cookies have played an unsung part in American history? Because let's face it, how could we have been as successful a country as we have without those chocolate chips?
Well, I do know that the chocolate chip cookie recipe is the most popular recipe in the country. And in the state of Massachusetts, many years ago, they were trying to choose the state cookie. And it became a runoff between the Fig Newton, which came from Newton, Massachusetts, and the chocolate chip cookie, which had its origins in Whitman, Mass. And, of course, you know, the fine legislators there in Massachusetts made the right choice, and the official state cookie became the chocolate chip cookie.
The official state cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Massachusetts, tomorrow, the country, and maybe the world.
That's right.
Roz,
and we're here to help.
Roz O'Hearn is Communications and Brand Affairs Director for Nestle, talking about the 75th anniversary. In case you weren't aware of it, this is the year, 75 years since the very first chocolate chip cookie was made. Roz O'Hearn, thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful holiday.
And happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.